Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're sitting with author Dennis Vaughan, and he has written a book called The Price of Revenge. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Les.
And this is your first novel, correct?
It is my first novel.
And what inspired you to start writing?
Well, I was approached by a famed screenwriter whose name is Lorenzo Semple, Jr. He wrote The Parallax View, 3 Days of the Condor, and the first Batman TV series. He knew that I had been working in the performing arts world in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles, and he wanted to write a book in the environment of a performing arts center. So he asked me to co-write it with him, and which I started to do. I did the storyline. He was to write the book. Then he became too busy on a screenplay, so it was up to me to decide whether I would go it alone or not. I decided to go it alone.
Your lead character's name is David Fox, and he seems to have everything going for him, a flourishing career as a lawyer. He has a very nice place in Denver where he resides, and he's got a beautiful girlfriend, Ellen. Tell me where you're taking us now.
Well, I'm taking you into the challenges that he has to adhere to his ethical standards in the face of threats to his career if he does adhere to those standards. And then I'm taking you into the risks and consequences of seeking vengeance against people who have wronged you. He's involved in both of those areas, which lead him into a world that is filled with chaos and turmoil.
How much of this story is autobiographical? Are there any characters who resemble Dennis Vaughan?
Well, they say every first novel is in part autobiographical, and I think that's true of this. There are vignettes in the story that are from my life. I'm not going to disclose what's me and what's not me, but I would say maybe 15% of the book is me. But the arc of David's life is not my life. And the bulk of the story comes out of my head, and probably 30% or so comes out of things I've read and heard over the years involving other law firms. I was, for a time, managing partner of my law firm, and I attended meetings of large law firm managing partners from around the country. Well, we couldn't sit there and fix rates because of antitrust considerations, so we would turn to personnel issues. Oftentimes, you one up the guy before you by coming up with a salacious personnel story that had occurred in your firm. I have enough material from those meetings to write several sequels.
Now, writing law can be quite tedious. You must have had a lot of fun just creating in your own mind this, The Price of Revenge.
It was wonderful, and it also is so interesting the way the characters do and say things that you don't really anticipate they're going to. I did a very extensive outline at the beginning because my training as a lawyer and because of Lorenzo Semple, he was going to review it, and I never looked at the outline again. And the ending of the book is totally different than the ending in the outline.
That's very interesting. Are you looking forward to writing a second?
I am writing a second, but it's not a sequel.
Do you have a title yet?
Well, yes, it's a working title, Windfall from Burma. The story starts in Burma in 1978. It ends in Myanmar, which is Burma renamed, as you know, in 2007 during the so-called Saffron Revolution, where the monks were being beaten and jailed and killed by the military junta. And it involves two young Burmese boys that go to the United States and their experiences together and with their adopted family and with their families who are still back in Burma.
That's your second novel. In the meantime, the first, once again, is called The Price of Revenge by Dennis Vaughan. Dennis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Les. I enjoyed it.